Born to be Wild. Expect to see a lot of news this year across the world about dingoes. August will mark the 40th anniversary of baby Azaria Chamberlain's disappearance during a family camping trip at Uluru, Central Australia. Since then, there have been many movies and books about mother Lindy Chamberlain's wrongful conviction for the murder of her baby girl. As a journalist in Sydney at the time, I never once doubted the mother's story of a dingo stealing the baby from the family's tent. I can remember the newspaper headline screaming the result of the first coroner's examination, "Dingo did it." Sadly, that judgment was overturned, aided by a powerful media bias against Lindy Chamberlain and false forensic evidence presented at her trial. It caused one of the greatest injustices in my memory against a strong woman who was accused of not showing enough grief. She was released from prison several years later after the baby's cardigan had been found near a dingo lair at the base of Uluru Rock and declared innocent at a retrial. 40 years later, and despite numerous recorded dingo attacks against humans, a 9-year-old boy was killed by dingoes in 2001 on Queensland's Fraser Island, while only last Easter, a year-old baby was taken from a camper trailer and badly injured at the same tourist location. Most Australians still don't understand this wild animal.